Joining me at Roaster, manager Peter Beadle. Mm-hmm. What a sensational fight back.
Yeah, it was a fantastic effort from all the players. Like I just said to him in there, it wasn't just about the changes or the substitutions. Everyone played their part because we win as a team and we lose as a team. Second half was you know, the standard that we should be playing at, like we did on Saturday. Last Saturday, we played very similar to that and didn't get what we deserved. Today, we probably got more than we deserved, but you know, we'll take it because that makes up for last week.
Let's take you down a couple of levels. What happened in that first quarter there? Individual errors.
Well, we had. Listen, like I just said a minute ago, we'll put our hand up and we'll accept individual errors because everyone's going to make them. I'll make some eventually at some point. But all players will make mistakes. Harvey made a mistake. He knows that. What was disappointing for me was our reaction after that one went in. We seemed to sort of lose a little bit of confidence, which is understandable because although we've played well, we haven't got the results that have gone with our play. But then the two goals after that were very soft. Again, one straight ball, lack of communication from the back four, well, certainly from Joel and Tony, and it's one ball in and he gets in behind Tony and finishes it off, and then a goal from our set piece again, from our corner. So poor defensively from us again. But I think that was a lot of that was down to maybe a little bit of a lack of confidence, because again, going 1-0 down so early with the way things have been going for us lately was a kick in the teeth a little bit, because we come here prepared properly and we're ready to go, and to find yourself 3-0 down in 10, 11 minutes, whatever it was, is not the way you plan it out to be. So listen, Harvey made a mistake. He'll hold his hand up. But as like I said, Harvey's also kept us in an awful lot of games so far this season, as well as some of the saves he's made. So, you know, people make mistakes and you move on from it. And we've got to make sure in future, if we make a mistake, we bounce back a little bit better than we did today.
And was it a psychological move to send the players out in a thunderstorm?
No, I'd said my piece, and I didn't want to see them anymore. I wanted them out. So I wanted them out of the changing room. I didn't want them to sit in there thinking about it too long. I wanted them back out on the pitch. I didn't even know it was raining. So, like I said, but at the end of the day, I said what was needed to be said. They all took it on board. We made two changes. We changed our shape a little bit. And I wanted them out on the pitch as quickly as we could, because I wanted to get out there and get started again. I mean, I know the referee's only going to come out when he's ready, but no, like I said, it's you say what you need to say, what you feel is right at the time, and then you get them out on the pitch because they've got to start turning it around. And like I said, fortunately for us, rain or no rain, we changed it around.
We felt that having had that rain shower, it really helped the pitch and helped your passing style.
Listen, the slicker the pitch, the quicker we can move the ball, which helps. But I don't think we looked to pass it at all very well first half. We know coming away from home, in all the games we play away from home, we're going to have to be sometimes a little bit more direct. And I can hear supporters' rumblings and being, you know, but I know that's because of the goals rather than the play. But we do have to be patient, and we have to, you know, we can't always just play out from the back right from the very start, because teams will come and close us down, they'll press us from the front, and then we make mistakes, more mistakes. And so we need to play a certain way to play our way into the game. Just unfortunately today we didn't play our way in quick enough, and we found ourselves 3-0 down before we'd even got going.
As a manager, how many times have you been in that position?
Oh, 3-0 down, plenty of times. Plenty of 3-0 down. Oh, to come back and win, not many that I can remember. But like I said, credit to the players, because, like, you know, as we've said before, you can prepare as best you can, whether you're full-time, part-time, or you don't come in at all. You can do the best preparation, have the best players. But when the players cross the white line, it's up to them. There's only so much you can do on the sideline. So, you know, and today, first half, or first, certainly first 20 minutes, until they finally sort of got a grip of the game, you know, then we didn't do ourselves justice. But second half, I thought we showed what we're about. And yeah, the rain helped a little bit because it makes the pitch slicker and we can move it better, but it's still quite bobbly out there. But we still got to create the chances, and we've done that again today, created a load of chances. And you know, you'd like to think sooner or later someone's going to get a real hammering from us, because we're creating great chances, and we just, whether it's bad finishing or a little bit of lack of confidence in front of goal, they're just not going in for us. But today I thought all four goals were excellent goals, well worked. And like I said, I'm sure Nathan will get a bit of credit with his goal and to win the penalty, a great bit of skill on the touchline. And he's done extremely well, and he's been very patient. He's a young boy and he's still learning, but he's done extremely well when he come on today.
And you must be very pleased with the responsibility shown by Rob Purdy right at the death of the game there to try and win the match from the penalty spot. Is he your designated penalty taker?
I think it would have been hard for anybody to grab the ball off of him, I think. He'd made it. I mean, John missed a penalty in pre-season, but he said he'll take another one. He's not bothered. He's used to missing chances, and he would have taken the next one. And I just said to him in there afterwards, he did not fancy it. And he said, good luck getting the ball off Rob. So listen, Rob's a senior pro, and I wouldn't expect nothing less from him. He's been excellent, you know, with the players. He's been excellent around training. He's been a great role model for them so far. And it doesn't surprise me that he stepped up and took it. If he'd have missed it, it wouldn't make me think any different. The fact that he's took the responsibility to take it in such a, you know, in such a tight moment and so late in the game was played to him. So I'm delighted for him that he's put it away.
And finally, what were your thoughts on the altercation for the red card?
I didn't really see what happened. Obviously, it's a long way away from us. I've just spoken to the referee, and according to the referee, he said that their skipper kicked one of our players in the face. And then I didn't realise it was Tony at the time. I mean, I knew Tony had come off, but I thought it was Tony that he kicked, but it wasn't. It was Jimmy that he kicked. And Tony's gone in to hold him down to stop him from doing it again. And Tony says he didn't hit him, but he held him to the ground by his chest or top part of his chest, just close to his throat. And obviously he's got sent off. Listen, you can't do that on a football pitch. I do think that maybe with the emotions of the game and so late in the game, a yellow card for both would have sufficed because it was so late in the game. But rules are rules, and we've got to stick by them.
So you feel that Tom Land might get 3-match ban for violent conduct, Tony James just a 1-match ban?
Don't know. If the referee says that he punched him, then obviously if that's what he puts in his report, then I presume that could well be 3 games. But it is what it is. At the end of the day, we've got to play to the rules. And I'll back Tony to the hill. He's again like Rob. He's a fantastic professional, and like I said, he was sticking up for his teammates, and he didn't want the lad to kick him again. But sometimes you can get a little bit overzealous and let the referee deal with it. But I've got no problem with what he tried to do. He tried to, you know, stop his mate from getting hurt, and that's what I said. We win as a team, lose as a team, and he's sticking up for his teammates. But
I just heard a commercial manager saying I could put 600 on the gate on Tuesday.
I've just spoken in on previous interview and just said, look, for me, the more that come, the better. They've come in fantastic numbers again today. Even at 3-0 down, they were right behind the team. The team responded fantastically. All we're about is winning football matches. We want to win as every game that we can. And if more people come and watch and get behind us, the more the merrier. And we want them to support the team as they have done today, as they did last weekend. They were fantastic again. And if they just continue doing that, you know, we're not going to be far off.
Thanks very much.
No worries.